when the world changes it for them. The complex life of simple things. Not only do worldviews change, but sometimes the way we feel about a product or service changes over time. Walking through the Albright Knox Art Gallery in Buffalo, New York last week, I saw paintings I remembered from my childhood and felt very differently about them now. The nostalgia overtook whatever I had experienced then. The art meant something different, not because the art had changed, but because I had. Some professional photographers still use film cameras for catalog work, even though digital is cheaper, faster, and more efficient. The reason has nothing to do with the camera and everything to do with the way the camera makes the photographer feel. Over time, the film camera ceased to be just a tool and became part of the way that photographer viewed herself and her work. It's not as easy to change a person's worldview as it is to change the technology. Technologists have discovered that early adopters are likely to fall in hate with a product just as fast as they fell in love with it. If your worldview is to adore the new, then that familiar device you bought a month or two ago is going to have to go, isn't it? This is one reason why some businesses grow and then stabilize. The corner bar is better when you're a regular, so the regulars stay, while newcomers, the engine of growth, are intimidated and don't even bother coming in. It's not just a place to get a drink. It's a complicated statement about who you are right now. Nothing is static. Nothing stays the way it was. And everything you build or design or market is going to change the marketplace. Old stories. When you think about cotton, words like natural, cool, soft, and healthy come to mind. That's because you've been telling yourself a story about cotton for a long time, a story that has been encouraged by advertising done by the cotton industry for decades. It turns out that cotton is a disaster. More toxic pesticides are used to grow cotton than almost any other agricultural product. The cotton industry receives more federal subsidies than any other crop, and it is an amazingly concentrated industry. 80% of the money handed out by the government goes to just 10% of the growers. Cotton creates far more environmental and social side effects than almost any crop grown. At the same time, high-tech fabrics are lighter, cooler, easier to care for, and far less damaging to the environment. So why haven't we all switched? Because old stories die hard. As we saw in the examples of Coke and recycling, people don't like changing their minds. It'll be another generation before consumers realize how much damage cotton is doing and start coming to their own conclusions. That's an important lesson for people who work in public policy, but it's a useful insight for someone with a new idea to market. Hook it up to an old story. Explaining failure. If you've worked for months or years and then launched a product or service without success, I'm sure you've been frustrated. I sure have. The worst part is that there doesn't seem to be a straightforward explanation as to why you failed. Sure, it could be a flaw in the product itself, or the pricing, or even the packaging, but more likely than not, the failure goes unexplained. Once you look at the world through the lens of the worldview, though, things start to make more sense. There are four reasons why your new product failed. 1. No one noticed it. Or 2. People noticed it but decided they didn't want to try it. Or 3. People tried it but decided not to keep using it. Or 4. People liked it but didn't tell their friends. Is that obvious? Sure it is. If none of these things went wrong, of course you'd have a success on your hands. Understanding why your product failed can give you an insight for next time, though. I want to argue that all four of these failures are not your fault. At least they are not the fault of the traditional marketing inputs. Few products fail because they don't work as designed. If they were that bad, they wouldn't be shipped. I believe that most of the seeds of failure are planted long before your product is even manufactured. Marketing starts before the factory is involved. If you choose the wrong story or frame it the wrong way, you lose. If the worldview of a targeted consumer doesn't permit the story you're telling to resonate, your story fails. The only recourse is to change that consumer's worldview, and that's almost impossible. Let's look at the four failures. Why didn't anyone notice it? Because they weren't looking. They weren't looking because there's too much to look at and not enough time to take it all in. So our default setting is to ignore everything. We walk a supermarket or a trade show or skim a stack of resumes and we actually notice very little. Most of us have a very simple default frame. If it's not remarkable or exceptional, ignore it. If someone tries to sell you something, decline. Making something a little better doesn't help you because people won't bother noticing it. The population isn't monolithic, though, so it's likely that some people will bother noticing it, which leads to the second problem. Why didn't those who noticed it try it? In most markets, for most products, the frame often carried around says, "I'm just looking." Even when we haul ourselves all the way to the mall, that's the answer we give to a prodding salesperson. It's also the way we surf the net, rarely clicking on anything, rarely staying on a website for long. There are segments of the population that are dying to try something. Photography nuts who actively seek out a better lens. Shoe fetishists who will wait in line for a limited edition pair of Nikes. Those are the groups you need to seek out with your story, at least at first. Why didn't they become loyal customers? While those early adopters, who have a bias to try new stuff, may have tried it, it doesn't fit their modus operandi to come back for more. The very same bias that pushed them to try your product is pushing them to try someone else's tomorrow. New products grow when they can peel off a few early adopters and persuade them that they have found the answer to their prayers. This only works when they tell their friends, though. Why didn't they tell their friends? Why are voters uncomfortable recommending a political candidate to a stranger? To insist that their friends give money to a favorite charity? To talk with a coworker about a new lingerie store? Why is it so easy to rave about a restaurant or a new CD, but not about a massage therapist or the clever way one can save money by buying a casket a few decades early? Same answer, worldview. Long before a marketer showed up and asked, insisted actually, that a consumer forward some note to all her friends, she figured out her comfort level. A goofy internet video is fine for some people to forward, but you feel really weird talking about gun control. That may not be an intentional delineation on your part,